Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The subject is Halloween, Halloween candies, the potential pitfalls and hazards thereof. We covered those pretty thoroughly in part one of today's podcast. We're with Dr. Lisa Solcenti, who's written a great blog on the subject of Halloween candies. And it is entitled, let me scroll up to the top, The Toxic Trick in Halloween Candy and Why You Must Dump the Junk. But Dr. Solcenti is not just crusading against giving kids any kind of sweet treats. She's also providing us with healthy alternatives. So that's what we're going to cover in part two. Dr. Solcenti, what can we substitute, and how do we vet the proper types of candies and sweets for kids?
Okay, there is good news that you actually can have some, which is good, right? I have three kids, so I'm well aware that they're going to eat candy. So what I do in my home and my practice is I offer up some other choices. What I typically do is I choose certified organic, or I look for a non-GMO certification. And the reason for that is that these certifications pretty much are the only way you're going to be promised that the toxins and the things we just talked about won't be in the food. And as I've done all my research and feeding my own children, it just happens to be that those lines of candies really are the cleanest candies. The other thing with chocolate I tell people to look for is the Rainforest Alliance certificate, because within the chocolate making business, a lot of the rainforests get ruined, which affects communities within the rainforest.
There's the issue of sustainability, and there's also the issue of fair trade, because there are certain exploitive practices associated with the chocolate growing. And so we don't want to enjoy scrumptious chocolate at the expense of some poor local indigenous populations, where they may be getting unscrupulous wages or utilizing child labor or living under oppressive conditions.
Right, just so your kid can have a chocolate bar, right? I bring that up too. And when you start really looking at more organic or non-GM chocolate, you'll see the little symbol and you'll wonder what it is. And so now you know it's a Rainforest Alliance certificate.
Right. Incidentally, there's a new wrinkle on the chocolate scene. I think the price of cocoa is going to skyrocket, because many of the countries that are affected by the Ebola epidemic are actually in that zone, Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, where they get a lot of chocolate from, and Liberia are major cacao growing countries. And I think there's going to be some real hang-ups in terms of importation of products from those countries, and possibly a breakdown in the local infrastructure where they harvest those products. So I think it's going to be it's going to be a little dicey in terms of chocolate prices. Go to the commodities market and buy chocolate futures now, because they're going to go through the roof
now. And the price is low right now.
Stockpile your chocolate.
Stock up your chocolate.
right.
Okay. So people might say, where can you find the healthy chocolate? Really, it's pretty simple. Amazon is a great source, and on Amazon I love, because you can buy in bulk, so you can get a cheaper price for a lot more, especially for Halloween. I don't mean for yourself, but it's definitely a good place. If you're in the health food store, they have great choices. If you're in a regular supermarket and your supermarket has a healthy food aisle, they typically carry these companies that I'm going to mention too. There also is a great website called the naturalcandystore.com. They have a lot of these companies I'm going to mention, and even more that I'm going to mention, that sell them. So and you can actually go directly to these companies that I'm going to mention's websites. Like Yummy Earth is one, and you can just go to yummyearth.com and buy directly from them also. So it's really not that hard to find it nowadays. I think 10 years ago it would have been very difficult, especially here on the East Coast compared to the West Coast. But if you buy something like Twizzlers, loaded with the red dyes, lots of bad things in it, you can
That's basically a licorice-flavored candy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not had a lot of Twizzlers in my day.
They're making Twizzlers in every color. I'm surprised they're not glowing.
That's kind of a movie thing. You get Twizzlers, when you go to the movies,
it
right?
It is. Yeah. And the kids love them.
Yeah.
But Newman's, here you go. Newman's makes a delicious licorice. And they make the red, the strawberry. They make the licorice, regular licorice flavor, and I believe they make either a chocolate. I haven't looked at it or tried it. It's chocolate. It's brown, so I don't know if it's chocolate or a root beer or something
okay.
like that.
Right.
But that they're great. They're called Newman Strawberry Licorice.
We used to have Good and Plenty when I was a kid. Do they still have those? I guess they do. It's like an old, an old-fashioned product. Yeah. You know, you shake the box.
Right? Yep.
Yeah. That's probably not too healthy for you, though, these days.
No. Starburst. Hard to find the same thing as Starburst, but what I tell, if you go to Yummy Earth, Yummy Earth has... Yummy Earth has everything. It's an organic company. It's fantastic. They have the sour beans. They have the gummy bears. They have those gummy worms that kids like. Again, we're talking sugar, but the sugar is a little bit more of a natural sugar. They have lots of things. If you just go to yummyearth.com, it's a great company. If you want to replace something like a Hershey's chocolate bar, they have what's called a Bug Bites bar. It's an organic type of or a non-GMO chocolate. Totally the chocolate we talked about. It's the real dark chocolate.
It's not made with real bugs. It's not,
It's not made with bugs.
Just like Girl Scout cookies aren't made with real Girl Scouts. Okay. But it's called Bug Bites. But kids like icky stuff like that, particularly boys.
They do. They do. They like things that look like worms or like the void. I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
There is a company, Unreal, and I don't know if it's doing really well. It breaks my heart. But if you go to their, used to be able to buy Unreal bars on Amazon, and we can't anymore, so I'm hoping that if you go to the company, you can still get them. But they are a great company. What they did is they came out with a match for every popular chocolate bar. So Snickers, they have an Unreal Snickers bar.
What a great concept.
They have an Unreal M&M's. Uh-huh. They have Unreal Milky Ways. They don't call them Milky Ways. They call them something similar. But they are fantastic.
Wow.
So that's another... alternative tell people to go to.
Yeah.
And kids love them. That's what you're going to ask me. I know you're all thinking when everyone's like, well, do they taste good? She can tell me, eat this, but does it taste good? They are. Right. These candies are they're delicious. So you have Yummy Earth, you have Bug Bites, you have Justin's Peanut Butter Cups,
right,
which are my favorite.
So you have an alternative. When the trick-or-treaters come to your house, you don't have to hand out carrot sticks or something like that and then get your house toilet papered.
No, I got Yummy Earth's lollipops. Mm-hmm. They're delicious. I have them in my office from time to time with the kids. But there's no dyes in them. They are made from like blueberry juice, and they're made from they use strawberry juice, and they're delicious. Mango, peach, strawberry. There's no dyes. And the sugar is, like I said, a safer sugar.
Right. So at least they're getting some natural, healthy ingredients along with, perhaps a little added sugar. But, so this brings up the issue, which, a lot of listeners are saying, yeah, but, sugar by any other name is still sugar, and kids do eat too much sugar, and that's why we're seeing an incidence of childhood obesity and metabolic syndrome, something that we've never before seen. This is the first generation where we're beginning to see kids having adult degenerative diseases, and they're ever more sedentary, so they're not burning off the calories. So, are there strategies that you suggest to parents to get kids to be a little less fixated on sugar? I mean, yeah, they're going to have some, but, maybe we can mitigate the risk of excess sugar calories that can tilt kids towards obesity and metabolic syndrome.
Well, yeah, what I definitely do is I do food therapy with kids, and we really start introducing fruits and vegetables, a lot of fruits, because they're sweet. And I know people argue the sugar in fruit, but it's not the same. Fruits are got so many health benefits. It's not the same as candy. And we talk about how to take something that's similar, like a granola bar, and how to make it healthier. You can make a lot of things at home, and I know moms don't want to hear this, but you can with your kids.
Yep, that's just a fun project for the kids. And, when the kids
are
a little invested in it, they own it. Yeah,
they love it.
Yeah, and girls as well.
Yeah, last week in my office, my patients were kids, and we have a little mini. It's not a kitchen, but it's like a little room where we cook and we make things. And we made these energy bars. They called them. It's like a protein bar, but you're basically using all natural peanut butter and all natural oats, and we get really tiny little morsel non-GMO chocolate chips, and they love them. And I tell moms, if you just start playing with food with them and making real food and even little treats. You can make natural lollipops. You can make natural granola bars. I make smoothies that we make into all different shaped ice pops and ice trays. It's just, you know, really just have to think and make it together and have fun with it. And the kids love it. I think moms get, we get so busy that we're just like, when am I going to do this? And you really, if you just take the time to do it, you could take them away from candy, you know,
right,
and start really balancing out what they're going to eat.
This really works. This is another wrinkle to the candy problem at Halloween, and this is actually not an initiative that you're part of, but it's something that I'm sure you're very aware of because you work with a lot of kids with behavioral problems, autism spectrum disorders, perhaps allergies, asthma, and so on. Is the potential for some of these treats to be Trojan horses or hidden sources of food allergens. So many of the kids, for example, with autism spectrum disorder benefit from a gluten-free, casein-free diet. There are a lot of kids now with nut allergies. And there's a new initiative. It's called the Teal Pumpkin Initiative. Folks can Google it. It's part of an organization called FAIR, Food Allergy Research and Education. And the idea here is to increase awareness about food allergies in kids and making sure that trick-or-treating doesn't become a potentially life-threatening activity. So it's a cool project, Teal Pumpkin Project. I invite you to check it out. And conceived by Food Allergy Support Group in Tennessee last October, and they're taking it national. They've got a Facebook posting, and they're sharing it with a lot of people. So if you've got a child who may be susceptible to food allergy, help is on its way, because food allergy awareness is finally coming to Halloween in the person of this Teal Pumpkin Initiative on the part of FAIR, Food Allergy Research and Education. So, Dr. Sassendi, clearly this is an issue that you work with parents on, and you've probably seen some marvelous results in pulling certain foods from the diets of kids that you work with.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And also adding certain things into the diet, I've seen great results, too. But as for the food allergies, it's definitely out of control. It's so many kids. And what I don't like is that a lot of the foods companies are making some of these simple foods for kids in, you know, the peanut type of setting. So I think we just had a girl recently become very sick and in the country that I think ate something like, I don't want to say what it was, but it was definitely something that didn't have any peanuts in it, but it was made in a factory.
Right.
And she reacted very badly. And we have cut out, we have to obviously with the kids avoid the peanuts if they're allergic to peanuts. I have to, you know, we have to go around that. We've done milk allergies. So we would do alternatives to milk, and I have to teach the parents that. Gluten is one of those things that some kids react great to when you take it out of the diet, and then some kids don't have any, you know, change in behavior with that. So it's really just trial and error per child. Every child acts differently. The only thing I worry about gluten is it's such a fad that you have to make sure that some of the boxes that say gluten-free don't have some of the toxins in them.
Right.
So I really teach people to eat clean and read ingredients and understand each ingredient, and then we go from there with the child. You know, I found the most effective thing is to eat clean.
Right. Gluten-free has become synonymous with healthy, but it isn't necessarily, because you can put tons of sugar and other unwholesome ingredients into a gluten-free
right.
product. And some
exactly
of the products are actually more caloric and sugar and fat laden than their gluten-containing counterparts. So,
exactly.
You know, potential problem there, because this is the new buzzword of, you know, both the conventional and the natural products industry. Any take on the ingredient carrageenan? Because that's a controversial ingredient. Some people believe that carrageenan can be harmful to the gastrointestinal tract, promote leaky gut syndrome. That is thought to be a pathway towards problems for some people. It's at present in a lot of natural foods. It's a seaweed derivative, and it gives mouthfeel to some products.
I know. It's such a controversial thing. What I have figured out so far is that if it's in an organic product, it's pretty safe, I guess, the source that it's using. And if it's not, then that's something you want to avoid. So I don't know how, you know, that's going to go with the studies. It's one of those things I see in some of the organic foods I buy, and I think, well, this is safe because of the source it's using, you know, like you mm-hmm. said, seaweed or something like that. But it's definitely told to be avoided in the non-organic type of foods. So don't have a definite answer on it yet. I'm definitely watching the research with it. It's back and forth. It's definitely one of the new things to look at.
Clearly. All right, so what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? First of all, I want to make our listeners aware of your great website, fantastic resources there, including the blog that we're talking about today about natural trick-or-treating and substituting healthier natural alternatives for toxic, chemical-laden conventional products. It's Dr. Lisa Solcenti.com. And Dr. Solcenti, you have written some books, and you also have a practice in New Jersey. So tell us about that practice and your books.
Oh, great. The practice is, my husband and I have a wellness family practice here in New Jersey. We are both chiropractors, and we're dedicated to helping people heal naturally from various ailments and basically allowing the body to heal itself. I'm also a nutritionist, so I do a lot of food work. And my practice has primarily grown into food play and food work with children and their parents about how to clean up the diets. It's entirely an autism spectrum disorder patients because I am a mom of a child with autism spectrum disorder, so I have a lot of the background in how to do that also. So that's really what we do here.
And your books are concerning what? What might be of interest to our listeners?
Oh, the book is called The Overtilted Child. I wrote that book as a guideline of what I have done to help my son in the classroom. He was really struggling quite tremendously, horribly. I don't have the word. And he wasn't even getting through a full day at school. And we were, because of spectrum problems and anger issues and all these things that come with spectrum disorder. So I wrote a book about how to, you know, navigate the classroom and how to put adaptive strategies into the classroom to help the child succeed, and also how to bring those adaptive strategies in the home, combining both the parent and teacher to work together to help the child. So the book is really much a guide to help other parents do, you know, succeed and thrive.
This is a physical book or an e-book at this point?
It's a physical book.
Okay.
It's on Amazon.
Great. And available also through your website?
Yeah, it's on my website. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's distributed through Barnes & Noble and other stores, too.
What town in New Jersey is your practice in?
It's in Brick, New Jersey.
Okay. Brick Township is in sort of coastal south-central New Jersey, right? A little ways down from New York City.
Yeah, I love New York City. We are here where the Sandy hit, and hit you guys too, I'm sure. But we're the Jersey Shore, pretty much, is where I'm at.
Bon Jovi country. Bruce Springsteen country.
Yep, that's us.
I think they live down there as well, and it's a nice community. It's really a beautiful area.
Yeah, it's a little coastal, beachy town, you know. It's very laid back.
Stone Pony down there?
Yep, that's where a little bit north of us. That's Asbury Park.
Yep. Asbury Park, where Bon Jovi debuted, I think, in the 1980s, I guess it was.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, nice making your acquaintance. And, you know, look,
yes,
fantastic initiative, very timely. I want our listeners to check out your website because useful resources there. And, you know, an important, way of commemorating Halloween. Make it meaningful by making meaningful substitutions to enhance the health of your kids, your grandkids, your neighbors, with a healthful contribution rather than a toxic contribution this Halloween.
I made a guide for your listeners and your followers, if you'd like. It's called Make the Switch Parent Guide.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and what it is, it's just a cheat sheet and a little list on how to make the switch, kind of making it easier. You can print it out and you can just follow it, and it just helps you, you know, go through some of the conventional candies that are harmful and how to pick the more healthy ones. So it makes it easy for them.
And that's there on the website.
Yep, it's on my website. It's called Make the Switch Parent Guide.
Very good.
Click on it and it's right there.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Solcenti, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Your comments have been very
happy
helpful.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. Belatedly, right. Last week. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.